You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play the Tabernacle Choir.
Now playing the Tabernacle Choir.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Hey there, and welcome to Your Utah. This is Taylor Powers here with Ethan Miller, bringing you all things on the Wasatch Front. Today, we are going to be talking about some activities for you to get out of the workplace.
Yes.
You know, take a little break in the day or maybe leave early. Some things that are really going to brighten up your workday. But first, we're going to talk about something for your family to do at the Galvin Center.
Yeah, the whole family. Now, the Galvin Center is, it's been around now in downtown. It feels like a new thing downtown. It still feels new, but it actually has been here for a long time now. It's an established feature of downtown. They're always doing awesome, awesome things. They've got a cool event on the schedule, including Family Fun Days. Now, Family Fun Days are one Tuesday a month through the center, through the summer. So they had one in June, on June 13th. They're going to have another one here in a couple of weeks on July 11th, and then on August 8th. Now, these are 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So these are kind of through the midday, and they are doing prizes, entertainment, inflatables. They have a train. They do a petting zoo. They have face painters.
Oh, wow. That's a whole big day event.
All kinds of things. And I don't want to speak for the Galvin Plaza, but I suspect that they're going to have food trucks also, because they kind of tend to show up.
I think they own the food trucks. They've got some sort of partnership.
Galvin Plaza always has food trucks around. And so this is a really, really cool thing that they're doing. Again, totally free for your
I'm sure they'll have music playing too, some bands out up on the stage.
Yeah, lots of cool entertainment. But, you know, you kind of get your kids in. And you know what's cool about that is it's something that you can do kind of midday with your family, and then potentially go back to work if you have to.
Yeah. Wait, did you say this was Saturday?
This is a Tuesday. These are Tuesdays.
Oh, they're Tuesdays.
Yeah, it's one Tuesday a month from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So you get that big, fat area in the middle.
So it's summer for your kids. You take a long lunch.
Exactly.
Go have this big, fun event.
Exactly right. Isn't that cool?
Get some food. Yeah, that is really cool, actually. I thought it was a weekend thing, but I kind of like the fact that it's on a weekday.
I like it, too. I like that whole kind of bring families together at a place that's kind of more convenient to parents who work, particularly downtown.
Yeah. And I bet it feels more special to the kids, too, because the weekends they expect to be with their parents. But
that's right.
Weekday, you know, it's kind of a big deal to get to hang out with your parents in the middle of the day.
Right. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. So let's talk turkey. It is free, as we said.
Yes.
You can go to thegalvincenter.com to get more information on that. But really, you just need to know the dates. It's, again, July 11th and August 18th. Those are the two that are left. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing about Galvin Center is very easy to get to.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And that's one of the great things about venues downtown is all the venues downtown are super easy to get to, because you've got multiple freeway exits and multiple major streets that serve this area. And so events downtown are always the best in terms of ease of access and convenience, parking, things like that. So and Galvin Center specifically, they've got two large parking garages, one underneath and one just to the south. So you won't have any trouble at all.
Yeah. And as far as public transportation goes, it's great about that.
Yes.
Or, you know, bike riding. Salt Lake City, I have realized living here, is such a bike-friendly city.
Yeah, it is. And that's something that's kind of recent also. There is a stop on the tracks line, the Galvin Plaza stop. Mm-hmm. So you can get to it on the green line. And the blue line will both get you onto the Galvin Plaza stop.
There you go.
So just, do that. So park out kind of by where you live and take tracks in. That'll be fun for your kids as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Taking the train in, seeing some new things.
Oh, definitely.
It's going to be very, very cool.
Or if you have to, you can meet them there. You take tracks in.
Yep. So there you go. So we're thinking that's a very, very good activity for you and your family.
Yeah.
But that's not the only one. When we come back, we're going to talk about a couple of other options for you at the Gallivan Center. But this is not for kids. This is for grown-ups. This is for working grown-ups, people who work in the downtown area. An opportunity for you to step out of your office and into something unique and a little bit more fun. Galvin Plaza is getting its own episode today.
It sure is. I mean, it deserves it with everything that's going on there.
Right. There's just so much to be done there. So we talked about the Family Fun Day, which is one Tuesday a month through the summer. Very, very cool event at Galvin Plaza. But let's talk about some of the awesome things they do. If you work in the downtown area and you want to just step away for an hour or two, one of those, Taylor's a great concert series.
Yeah, and not only a concert series, it's the Lunch Bunch concert series for, well, I mean, you don't even have to work in the downtown area, but that's kind of what it's become, is this epicenter for summer workday lunches, escaping and getting to feel like you're, you know, you're at this little mini food truck festival with music, and there's tons of options, tons of people, and then the atmosphere itself at the Gallivan in the middle of the workday is very cool. There's people, you know, having basketball games or reading in the park or doing all these activities that, you know, make you really jealous. So maybe you should pick up one of those as well.
Well, and I imagine that it's a really cool way to kind of really disconnect from work.
Yeah, it's actually an escape.
Yeah.
So I went there last week or the week before and got to experience it. And I got to say, I don't eat a whole lot from food trucks.
Okay.
But when I went there, I want to make this a probably weekly occurrence, that I take the tracks down there and meet up with some friends that work at different buildings downtown, listen to some music, get some food, and they rotate. All the food trucks rotate, the Food Truck League. And so, I mean, you can, you know, be a follower of your favorite ones.
Right.
But I want to try them all.
Sure. Well, and it's not just the food that you get to try. You get to try a lot of new music as well, because this is a concert series that runs every weekday.
Every single weekday. Yeah, Monday through Friday.
Yeah, which means they're going to have acts up there that are, you know, they're going to be people you haven't ever heard of.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to be seeing some new things.
Definitely.
Well, I guess all the same rules apply for Gallivan Center activities. If you're coming from another part of downtown, obviously bring in tracks.
Yeah.
Hardly seems worth it to get in your car, leave your parking garage, drive to the Gallivan Center parking garage and park.
No. When, tracks, you know, is part of the experience, I feel like.
Right.
Unless you can walk. If you can walk, then walk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's the concert. That's every weekday.
Yes.
During the lunch hour.
Be prepared, though, to, you know, if you have a meeting or something and you think you can run down there for 30 minutes, the lines get a little bit long, especially if you want to go to some of the more popular food trucks.
Okay.
And you don't want to limit yourself. So give yourself at least an hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What
about after work? They got after work too, right?
Yeah. So after work, or, you know, in the afternoon, so maybe you leave work a little bit early, they have weekday workouts at the Gallivan Center.
Now, this is really, really awesome.
Yeah.
These start at 5:30 p.m., and they run, as far as I can tell, kind of scanning the calendar, pretty much every weekday but Friday.
Yes. Yeah. It's a Monday through Thursday thing. And they have a variety of workout classes led by various instructors. I haven't yet been to one, but it seems like it's going to be a really cool event. Probably have, you know, music and the instructor, and you all bring your mats out there and do.
They alternate. They alternate. Some days yoga. Monday, Wednesday is yoga. Tuesday, Thursday is boot camp.
All right.
So how about that for a variety, right? That basically, that's the full spectrum, isn't it? The yoga style to the boot camp style. Mm-hmm.
You really have no excuses at this point. I'm talking to myself now. You know, I don't want to pay for a gym membership, and I want to work out outside, and I couldn't find anything. This is right when I get off work. It's right on my way home.
Yeah.
Bring some gym clothes in my, you know, in my car, change at work, whatever, take tracks there, however it works for you, and get down there.
I think it's really cool. And you know what else is, if you're a commuter, whether it be public transit or otherwise, spending this time will take you out of the rush.
That's true. Yeah.
So you'll get your workout in. And then when you head home, you are not only just feeling a lot better because you spent that time outside in physical activity, but you're going to miss, for the most part, the traffic.
Yeah.
And then you're going to get a seat on tracks, because that's one thing that I noticed right around the 5 o'clock hour. It's standing room only.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Okay. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to both classes.
Okay.
A yoga and a boot camp. And let's talk about it, because I have some questions. I'm curious about some things about, you know, because Utah gets really hot in the summer. So I'm wondering if it's in the sun, if I need to wear sunscreen. So we'll come back and give you a recap on that next week.
Okay. Taylor is the guinea pig, the official Utah guinea pig. She'll go out there, try it, come back and report.
Will do.
All right. Well, this sounds good then. This is a lot of cool things.
Yeah. Galvin Center, the summer, taking the summer heat. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. We hope you get out there and enjoy your Utah.